You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Hey everyone, welcome to Between Two Worlds. I'm your host, Derek White Sky Cloud. And it is Tuesday, November 27th, 2007. We've had, guess what folks? BC got snow last night. Oh my God. No one knew how to drive here. This is wet country. I can't believe it. It's so amazing how, you know, people, I'm surprised, living out in this area where I live, we're mostly, like, we're called Canadian Californians. We're just so used to having, I guess you'd say, you know, either rainy days or sunny days. But we got snow. It snuck up on us, you know. I kept trying to tell people, look, it came from Whistler. Why blame us? Well, what can you say? It's funny. We had snow last night, and here I'm watching all these people hidden into the ditches, and I thought, you know what? I just bought myself this I got myself a 4x4 truck, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm putting this baby in the four-wheel drive. Guess what? I put it in the four-wheel drive, and I was just crawling across that snow like nothing. And everybody's sitting there going, I can't move, it's so slippery. I'm telling you, cars cannot even move from the side up their driveway. The roads were so packed, absolutely. It took us, normally it takes us an average to go from, say, Surrey to White Rock. If anybody knows where White Rock is, it takes about a half an hour, 25 minutes, a half an hour drive there on a casual drive. It took us well over an hour to get there, and that was halfway down the hill before we get started. It was phenomenal. I couldn't believe it. And so I'm just like, I'm shocked that we had snow last night, because normally I could smell snow. I can smell snow when it's coming, but it mixed in with that rain there, so I think it snuck in on us from the back door. That's why I keep on blaming people that wanted to go to Whistler. We're famous out here. We have a ski hill up in Whistler, which is, take the ski to see the Sky Highway up there, past Squamish, and it's way up. It takes about another 2 hours to get up there. So you're up the ski hill, and a lot of people are famous. People go up there, and they do the skiing and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I've got a new toy. It's a 4x4, and this baby just goes like snot, like you can believe. F-150 4x4. Also, before I go any further, I want to thank everyone for listening in, and those are actually on the chat line, a BBS radio chat line. Those are sitting on the Pal Talk room. I'd like to welcome you guys for coming in and listening to the show. This is going to be a really interesting night. Tonight we're going to have open lines, and for those of you, it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Those are the guys that are in the U.S. And also the 888-815-9756, that's Canada. We all get the 8s. We get the cool 8s. 888-815-9756. We also have 530-876-3222, and that's the international lines. 530-876-3222. Everybody get out your crayons and write those numbers down so don't forget next time. Anyways, I also have one more thing to share with you guys. This is so funny. Those of you out there know who Donald Trump is. Well, guess what? I got a personal letter from Donald Trump. Would you believe it? Supposed to be a personal letter from Donald Trump. Guess what? It was a fake. You think? It was to get you to go to a money-making program in this, supposed to be a fabulous hotel. And they're saying, these people saying themselves, they were trained, personally trained by Donald Trump. We even got the letter sent to us. It was sent by a Canadian stamp, but yet the return address is the USA in New York City. But guess what? It wasn't even Donald Trump's number, not his address, but somebody else's address. Why are American letters with a returning address in the States, from the States, in Canada, and they're sending it out via Canada? Interesting, but how this one turned out. So you know what I did? I got real smart. I decided to look up Donald Trump's address, and I found it. And I did return to sender, and I changed their returning address, and I put in Donald Trump's address on there, and I sent it back to him. And I said, thank you very much for informing me that you are putting on these money-making schemes, even though you are a billionaire, but thank you very much for your time. So I sent it back. And on the news media today, on our simple radio we listen to, News 1130, what do? They talk about the same scheme that's happening to people all over here in the lower mainland of British Columbia. There's people sending out these letters saying they're all personally, professionally trained by Donald Trump. Now, as far as I understand it, I don't think they really have been trained by Donald Trump. I think they want to use his picture. But anyways, I decided to send a letter to him. So good luck, guys. When you are listening to the show, any of you who are actually involved in this scheme, if you get a phone call from Donald Trump... You can blame it on me, but remind you, you're going to find out if you're truly, truly trained by him. He'll catch you in the act. You can't pass by everybody. Anyways, I got a good friend that I'm waiting for to give me a call. We got a guy by the name of Homie who's actually up in Florida. He's got a Jersey voice or a New York voice. He's a cool fellow. And I'm going to have Homie call in if he can call in anytime he can. And we're going to have a chat with him regarding Nostradamus. He wanted to, I want to get him to share some information for us if he wants to. Looking forward to hearing from him on that one. Tonight, we are, I have open lines to do the psychic readings as well, mediumship or messages. And we're talking about the future. A lot of people actually have always been curious what's going to happen in the next following year, for the year 2008. We're getting close to that time now where certain events are going to be happening. And a lot of us are really curious, you know, about some of these famous movie stars, what's going to happen to them. You know, some say, for example, we got one young lady who's, we already know her name. She's pretty messed up. She's a mother of two, famous singer. You guys remember who she is? She's been in the rehab for about three times already, and she's not doing very well, but she's trying to get around to her life to straighten it out. We hope, we pray that she's going to improve with herself, to be a better, to get her kids back, spend more time with her kids, be a really better mom. Our prayers out for her on that part. We have a lot of new things that will be happening, and everybody wants to do movie star stuff. It's funny. Anyways, we have a caller calling in. Do I hear a caller calling in?
Oh, hello, Derek.
Hey, I got Homie.
Yes, you got Homie. How are you?
Good. How's it going, Homie?
Excuse me, what was that?
How's it going over there?
Oh, it's going good. Nice weather down here. I hear you had a little snow up there. Congratulations.
Yeah, we did. We got snow. We got whited on. It was funny. I mean, you got to be here to see it. I mean, I was shocked to see snow land here in this area around this time of the month. I mean, normally we don't get snow. We get a lot of rain, but not the snow. But it came down in more of a white snow mixed rain. So we've got to use this excuse. We basically...
A little bit on the slushy side, right?
Slushy side, yeah. Yeah. And then now they're talking about, again, we're supposed to get into the white stuff again as of tomorrow. So we'll be out for a little while, for a couple of days at least. So how are you doing, my friend?
Oh, we're doing A-okay. We have a show getting together. We hopefully we'll have it set up for the December 23rd, Derek.
Okay.
Calendar.
Just take a quick look. And December 23rd is just before Christmas. that's a Friday. No, that's not a Friday. I'm going.
That's a Sunday,
What's
isn't
going
it? I just found out today the date.
Yeah, I can't see why not. By not now, when we'll have to get together. And I went, yeah, I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Yeah. So far, everybody else is. So far, I have to hear from Scott Christensen. So everybody else seems to be in tune with this. So
cool.
You know, so everything is going to fall into place. So,
yeah, and this is going to be good. We're going to actually, folks, let you know out there, we're going to have some really cool people out there. We've got Jill Dane coming in. Hope I'm getting a chance.
Kittel.
Myself and Scott Christensen, homie, and believe your friend.
Yeah, Victor Baines.
Victor Baines, yeah.
The director of the Nostradamus Society.
All the way back again.
He was on the show recently called The Lost Book of Nostradamus on the History Channel.
Oh, cool.
And he had a lot to say on that channel, on that show.
You know what's so funny? I just got a message from one of the people in chat line. They said to me, we should name Derek White Snow Cloud with four-wheel drive. Oh, you guys are cute. That's cute. Caught me off guard. Yeah. We're opening the doors right now. Anyways, you're saying, homie.
We've got
people coming on. And the radio show that we're doing, this is actually our Prophecy 3.
Prophecy Night 4.
Oh, Prophecy Night 4. Wow, we're doing Prophecy Night 4. We started Prophecy Night a couple years ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And we give some psychic predictions of the future. We talk about certain prophecies of Nostradamus or the Bible Code or various other writings or maybe even Hopi Indians, what they have written about. We try to give a good understanding of what the future might be of having all these prophecies mixed together and what it all means.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially with this recent Lost Book of Nostradamus, they actually, the History Channel for the first time advertised it a lot around the United States and the world. This show, from what I gathered, had over 4 million people watching.
Well, how did they find this lost book?
Well, it was found in 1994, okay? And over the years, it's been looked at, and finally it came to be this past year. Even Victor Baines had told me about 8 months ago, the History Channel is having him do a certain show. What do you think? I said, it's going to be a big show. He was asking my psychic opinion. And I said, do it, Victor. And, of course, it turned out to be a very big show. It was very revealing. It talked about how this book was handed down through the centuries. Basically, I told Victor 3 days after the show that Mr. Nostradamus wrote about this event in his prophecies. And we had talked about this one prophecy that he wrote. And a lot of people out there actually thought that that prophecy was talking about, a war or where ghostly sacrifices shall appear. That's in Century 10, Quatrain 74. And I'll give you a public understanding of that, on your airwaves right now.
Sure.
That prophecy writes about 7 years past the great number, where the ghostly sacrifices or ghosts shall come out of their graves.
Well, that's 2007.
That brings us to 2007. Well, nothing's happened, but what really big happened was the awareness of this lost book of Nostradamus.
Yeah.
And an aspect, they talked about how over the years, because of the Catholic Church and their inquisition of heretics during the lifetime of Nostradamus and years after, that these type of books, were confiscated by the Church and either burned or put away. So having this book appear at this time, the painstaking the sacrifices of keeping that book intact all these years is what you call a ghostly sacrifice. And, of course, all the ghostly sacrifices of mankind's history of past and possibly the future is what's in that in those drawings, because it's nothing more than basic drawings of his written prophecies.
But you know what the ghost of sacrifice means? The word ghost of sacrifice means war. The ones who have gone to war and died for their rights to live.
That's right. So, you know, and the same thing with this book, you know, there were sacrifices to make sure that this book stayed intact all these years.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and basically this gives us a little bit more insight of what this man had written about our future. We found that this man, Nostradamus, has been very right on compared. I'm sure when he was alive, there was many psychics around, just like there is today. We have many psychics around.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it's just like we know that when very many prophets have lived before, they weren't the only ones that had abilities. They just were picked by a higher spirit to relay information to us. In a manner so we can understand, or maybe we can prevent certain things of future prophecies, or what we call prediction prophecies.
Yep.
We have the ability now to maybe to understand and prevent disastrous or actions of mankind that could bring wars amongst nations. Hopefully, we can do that.
Oh, I think we can.
So. And I think we've already been doing that, so we don't want to relay too much information on the airwaves.
Well, see, we're known to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. I'm sure eventually a lot of people will get to understand that we've already been doing it, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask you a question, homie, because you and I, we've known each other for a few years now, and you actually wrote a book.
Yes, I did.
And we never talked about it.
That's called Prophecies with a Divine Answer.
And what's it about?
From God to the world of mankind, or humanity, we'll say.
Okay.
I'm going to be redoing the book. I haven't sat down to do it. I actually did 33 pages in an audiobook preview that I just pasted on a certain website. And I'm going to update my website and have that on there for people to listen to.
Cool.
And
I share
and also,
your webpage for everybody.
And it's homie3.com. That's HOMEY, the number 3.com.
And let you know those guys that are in the chat room. Homie is in the chat room, so if you want to ask Homie a question, feel free to ask him. He's in there to chat with you. Now, where are you living? I did say Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, Southeast Florida.
Southeast Florida.
Yeah,
well,
like in the Fort Lauderdale area.
He's actually in the area where it floods a lot. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, where the hurricanes come by once in a while. Though I didn't appreciate the last hurricane that came through here, Hurricane Wilma, because it tore my metal shed off its ground.
Yeah. Was your surfboard in it?
It went too. But it wound up wrapped around my neighbor's new Mercedes.
Oh my God!
not once, Derek, but three times.
Oh my God!
Because I helped him move it twice, and then we helped him move it a third time.
Oh, that's funny. What people do just to get them, just to try to get attention, eh, homie?
Yeah.
Here's a piece of my house, wrap it around your Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. I found it exciting. I was looking at my shed. I was seeing it according in and out. And then all of a sudden, I turned away for a second. All of a sudden, I heard it get, like, ripped off. And I heard it bang against the side of the house. I said, oh, there it goes.
Yeah. You're watching out of your apartment saying, okay, there it is.
That's right.
The river and the ocean. Or somebody else's flotation device right now. You know,
I see somebody wrote audio version of Homie. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. It's a good thing I really don't talk like a New Yorker. You know what I mean?
I was like kicking our homie.
I'll make you a deal you can't refuse,
all right? On the Jersey side or New York side.
Well, I grew up in, I was born in Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn, Derek, and
there we go. There he is. Born in Brooklyn. There you go.
I was born in Brooklyn. I tell you, I get no respect. You know what I mean? I still, when I'm dead, I'm still walking all over me. You know what I mean? I tell you, I call suicide prevention. They put me on hold, and then the next time I called, they told me how to do it.
Yeah, two guys passed away. It's funny.
I think, you know, I did the first 33 pages, and I did it with a clear voice, no New York accent, because I figured, you know, the word, you know, I've been told you talk like a New Yorker, they're not going to give you any respect.
I can see your Nostradamus being a New Yorker from Brooklyn.
You know, a matter of fact, there was an author on Nostradamus' work, Henry C. Roberts. He lived in Brooklyn, and he had a bookshop in Manhattan, in Lower West Side, I should say, Lower East Side, I think.
Yeah.
And you know, he was a New Yorker, so you can imagine. Let's see if Nostradamus was like a New Yorker.
Looks like a New Yorker. Sounds like a New Yorker. cute.
Looks like a New Yorker. Walks like a New Yorker.
Let's talk about the future here. Like, I want to bring something up. We got something happening here. We're almost at the closing of our year. Because you look at November, it's almost at the end of November now. So we've got all the month of December left. What do you think you might find that would happen this December?
Well, I haven't sat back to think about anything like that. I got thrown in with the show, and see, I tell you, I've been having some dental work, and I've been basically relaxing, Derek. I just I figured we could give a call in, and we'll talk about the show of Nostradamus and.
Sure.
And things, but you know, what do I see about December? I think we're going to be having a peaceful time. I don't think we're going to have too much of distractions.
Yeah.
We still got the war in Iraq going, but I could tell you, as far as maybe some Middle East conflict, we really have to stay focused on Iran.
I'll tell you this: you remember that young lady, young girl that was supposedly gone missing? She was supposedly killed by the three young men up in Mexico.
Three young men up in Mexico. No, I didn't. I don't hear.
Right, is it Mexico? No, she went missing. And some people believe that she was drowned. And these were students. And I believe
mean in Aruba? These three kids in Aruba you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Up in Aruba. Is that supposed to be Mexico?
I couldn't hear
Mexico,
you too well.
Or is that part of the South Pacific?
Oh, that's South America there. That's, near Cancun or something? Is that, or maybe that's in the south, in the islands, I think?
Okay. I'm mistaken. I had said on someone else's show, I mentioned about this young lady. Now, I didn't know who she was at the time, and I mentioned that she would be found. And I mentioned this about maybe 2 years ago when she went missing at the time.
Oh, yes, and you also mentioned, I caught one time, you even mentioned about the people who were really involved.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, these kids are involved.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're part of it. And yeah. I know one of those boys still did it.
Yes, we know.
And the two of them know about it, and the other two know about it, and they were participants in it. So, but the strangest part of it is, or funny part of it is, in one, 2 points, these three young men are being called back up again.
Oh, so yes. They're down there now. So
they're right now, yeah.
They're in jail. Matter of fact, the one fellow, Vandersloot, is complaining of how he's being treated. He can't get to see his family and he can't read certain books. He can't read the Bible. You know, he's complaining right now.
Yeah. So he says. Now, we also like to bring up some predictions. We can't talk about football because you already had the Thanksgiving football game.
We kicked your
butt. There has been other predictions, though. We have some presidential predictions that are coming up for nominees.
I agree with Jill Dane. Hillary Clinton will become the next president of the United States.
How about if I shock you guys and I say John Edwards?
John Edwards? It's a good choice. I don't laugh, but it's a good choice.
I'm going to stay with that. He may go that direction.
We'll see what happens.
To be the president, he'll go vice. I know he will. He'll be in there somewhere.
Well, maybe he'll be associated. Maybe he'll be the running mate.
Yeah, because it's going to be interesting how he... I know very well he'd be right there. I just know it. I also feel that his wife, when she's dealing with cancer, I hope she gets a lot better. She does well. But that's a bit of a scary situation when, you know, your partner is in, trying to apply for the presidency role, and all of a sudden his wife becomes and has breast cancer, so to speak. It's kind of hard to hear that. But I hope she recovers quite well. I hope she does heal. Because John Edwards has got a good position. He's got a good voice.
Yes, he does. Maybe... Mrs. John Edwards should hook up with some Reiki masters. Reiki is a very good healing process. It's been proven that it has cleared up some cancer patients. So, but I would probably recommend that to him.
I got some people in the chat room here. They're going like, some love John Edwards, some would rather have Hillary. So. We got a good decision here. It's pretty well balanced.
Yes. Well, we'll see how the life unfolds. We got quite a few months.
These are
to
fellow
go
Americans.
Yet.
You know.
Ah.
They're fellow Americans. We got some of them online here. Let they're having their enjoying there. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting how it turns out. Anybody wants to call in or ask any questions regarding any readings by some chance? Homie will have you give your reading. Oh, just kidding, homie.
We're not doing any readings right now.
No.
But, we could say this much. You know, the show of Nostradamus on the Lost Book was very revealing. It did talk about, they did talk about 2012. They talked about an alignment of the planets at that point of time that hasn't taken place in about 30,000 years.
Yeah.
And it does, they do talk about a certain individual that they are looking for right now. You know, I don't want to have to go there right now.
Yeah. Yeah, 20,000.
We have to let it unfold as each day comes, right, Derek?
Definitely. That'd be interesting. It's all coming up.
Yes.
But we also got 2010 Olympics coming up here too, and that's gonna be interesting. They're actually chatting. Trying to figure out about these little animation stuffed animals to be, what do you call them now, mascots for Canada, or mascots for, yeah, for Canada, British Columbia. And these things are not that great looking, but, you know, what can I say? I was looking at the pictures. I don't know. Some of these guys, you know, the Olympic committees, they think they know everything, and sorry to say, but... Pretty messy.
Do you have the Olympics going on up in Canada during 2010, huh?
That?
Are you going to have the Olympics up in Canada during 2010?
During 2010, we have the Olympics here up in parts of British Columbia. Winter Olympics.
I didn't know that's when it was going to be.
Yeah, 2010 here, yeah. So it's going to be interesting. They're actually tearing apart the... See the Sky Highway to make it much wider so for the next 2 weeks they can actually drive all these buses up the highway just for that, for the Olympians. And then apparently what I've heard, they're actually going to block off the rest of the highway so no other tourists can go up there unless you're paying your way up and you have to be on a bus, secured bus. And I got a funny feeling they're going to try and talk about bringing the military in because they may have some out-of-country scare tactic to make you feel we are not insecure in Canada. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's going to certainly pump money
and dollars into the local economy, huh, Derek?
For about two weeks. Yeah, probably for a month. I would say for about a month, and it'll start quieting down after. Yeah, and because they're starting to sell, they're selling houses like crazy for the last year since housing is going crazy, way up high, sky high in these areas. Once the Olympics are gone, those houses will come down. I know they will.
Mm-hmm.
They're just dropping the industry down.
Yeah, they tend to disappear after that.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway,
go ahead.
Would you like me to let you go and take care of some callers if you want?
No problem. We'll chat with you later on, homie.
We thank you for having us on, and let's tell the people that tentatively scheduled that we have this Prophecy Night 3-4 show coming up on December 23rd. It's tentative schedule. Check with Derek's website. I'm sure he'll make note of that show when it comes available.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting show.
It's actually a good show. The guys have us on for 3 hours. So we get to chat for 3 hours on this show. It's on the internet as well.
We have a blast doing it, and everybody enjoys themselves. And I'm sure people who listen find it very interesting to listen to.
Cool. A round table
of psychics and historian on Nostradamus.
Oh, that's a good thing to have.
Okay.
We're pretty good at debating with each other. Agree or disagree?
We love the debating. It almost sounds like Bill Maher Group every week on HBO, right?
Yeah. So that's good to have.
Anyway, nice chatting with you, Derek. Thanks for having me on, and may God bless. And if anybody out there in the chat room again has questions, I'm right there in the chat room with you.
Okay, thanks a lot, homie. Thanks for calling
in. Okay, thanks a lot. May God bless. See ya.
Take care. Wow. Yeah, it was good to have homie call in. He likes to share information regarding our work and what we do. And, we can get really into the details of Nostradamus, but some people don't really know who Nostradamus is. Some of them actually know some of the predictions that he actually had predicted in the past, which is based on the past information that took place back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And now when they, like I said before, they found the lost book of Nostradamus. I'm hoping it's the real lost book. Sometimes people have a tendency of making up all these little things, so I'm hoping that it's not the lost book. But again, maybe it's supposed to happen because Nostradamus is known for, being, he was a very secretive man. That's why he changed a lot of his words into cryptics, and so then society itself had no indication if he was making it up, or that some of them actually thought he was a little bit crazy or nuts, but they were not going to make a big deal about it. Back then, in those years, in the 1600s, Nostradamus was actually, if you're doing that kind of stuff, you're considered as a witch, or, if he actually went the same direction and had the insight of sight, by saying his own natural words, without using cryptics, he would have probably been prosecuted and hung, or burned, one of the two. So this way here, Spirit guided him to protect his predictions, where others were able to, and that's exactly what turned out. Anyways, I think we have a caller calling in. Could we call her there? Someone there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, Derek?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Sam.
Hey, Sam, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you, sir?
I was wondering if you were doing any readings this evening.
I am. Where are you calling from?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Up in Ontario?
Ontario, yes, sir.
Oh, good. I get to have a Niagara Falls, Ontario guy to talk to today. I don't talk to many people from up east. How's the weather up there, by the way?
It's pretty good. It was cold today, but we have no snow yet, so that's a good thing.
No snow yet? We beat you.
No, not yet.
We beat you.
But it's coming.
We got the snow, our first snowfall, we got that last night, around 6 o'clock. and it was interesting how that one turned out. Like I said, it was. I'm not sure if you heard the whole thing, but we had the snow. it's all melted away now, but you still got bits and pieces in some places. You'll find it on the grass once in a while. So you're looking for a reading, my friend.
Yes.
Any particular you want to talk about?
Well, I'd just like to know if the next year is going to be a better year than this year regarding romance for me.
Okay, let's see what we can do for you. Okay. I'm being told this right now. I'm being told, yes, it'll be better. Okay. And I'm also being shown the word job offer. That means that someone's going to offer you probably a better position or something up above that as well. That means that you'll probably get something a little more, probably more income coming through the door. And I'm also shown here as if a person's walking upstairs, outside upstairs, going to a house. Are you living in an apartment right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing a house. So I got a funny feeling you'll be moving from an apartment to a house.
Oh, that's good news.
Okay, and I want to say that will happen around possibly spring or fall, but it's going to happen in the year 2008. And the railing, as you're walking up the house, the railing on the side is white, and it's white, looks like wood. Either 2x4s, I'm seeing that railing entering the house that way. So I got a really strong feeling that you will be moving to a house, having your own place.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a dog?
No, a cat.
You got a cat? Did you lose a dog a few months back or about a year ago?
Pardon me, sir?
Did you lose a dog? Did you actually, one pass away that you had was a pet of yours, a dog?
Okay.
Did you, yes or no?
So I'll begin a dog, you say?
Yeah. Did you have a dog of your own? Did you own a dog?
Not now. I had one when I was a kid, but right now I just have a cat.
Okay. Why I'm saying this, because I very strongly feel that there's going to be a dog that's going to come to you, a puppy of your own, when you make the move. I'm being shown a dog. And the puppy, the dog
okay.
that's in spirit, the one that's passed, that you had when you were a kid, is coming back, or another pet of your own.
Nice.
Okay? Look forward to that.
Yes.
Oh, I also have a man who has passed over. I feel is like a father to me, like a father figure. Is your father passed?
No, he hasn't.
Is your dad quite sick?
No, he's not.
He's not? Okay. This has got to be his father then. Your grandfather's passed then.
My grandfather?
Yeah, your dad's dad.
My dad's dad?
Yes. Is he passed, yes or no?
My dad's dad has passed away.
Okay. This man is around you in spirit, and he tells me he's got the child with him. He talks about a child. Whether you had a little brother or it was a little child in spirit who's passed over. Does that make sense at all?
I can't hear you too good, sir.
Okay. He's your father, obviously, your grandfather has this child with him, like a little baby or a young boy in spirit. Did your father lose a son? Or your family, your mother,
no.
and father did lose a child when you're quite young?
No.
You sure?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. There's a man here, your grandfather tells me that he says he has this child. Now, I don't know whose child this is, but he says he knows the child. He's related to you.
Okay.
So I would say your best bet to do is to check it out and see if that is, if this child, pardon me, this child's related to you. Yes.
Hello, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just talking to someone here in spirit. There are so many dollar signs. That means your income will grow a little bit more this year. What do you do for work?
Pardon me?
What do you do for work?
Oh, I'm in construction.
Okay. Your life is going to change a whole lot more. I'm seeing more money coming in the door by next year. So your income's going to grow even more.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you'll do quite fine.
What do you see regarding romance for me? Do you see someone coming into my life, someone that's special?
Well, your life stinks right now. you got someone with you right now?
No, I'm not with anybody right now.
Okay. You got to get out more often if you're wanting to look for a relationship. How old are you?
I am 37.
Well, you're still young yet. Okay. What's your birth date?
September 7th.
Okay, what year are you born?
68.
Okay, looking at this part here. This looks pretty good. Okay. Next year is going to be, I'll be honest with you, next year is going to be quite the interesting or phenomenal year for you because it will be the year of romance as well. So you'll be looking at a nice place and a new relationship.
I am looking for a relationship.
You will have someone next year. You'll have by around midsummer. Beginning of summer to midsummer, you'll meet someone new in your new life. Relationship.
Would it be worthwhile? Would it be something lasting?
Well, I wouldn't be telling you if it wasn't.
Oh, that's
up to you
good.
What you do with it. You got to work on it yourself. Make sure it's strong.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Absolutely.
I would never give up on what you're taking on.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
God bless you.
Now, to let this man know as well, he's going to have a really interesting time this next following year for relationships. I kept seeing dollar signs, kept coming across. And also to let you know, my friend, that the ones from calling that Sam from Niagara Falls, Ontario, there's going to be a Mexican trip with you. Pardon me. I'm seeing Mexico. I feel like it's almost like as if you're making a decision to go, but there's a connection to Mexico as well to you. So I wouldn't put it past it that you will be making that trip sometime in the future. Don't be afraid to go. It's going to be fine. Okay. Now, and like I said before, anybody wants to call in, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's 888-815-9756. Those are guys that are calling to Canada, our own country, 888-815-9756. And international callers are 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Looking forward to listening to you folks calling in. And also, those of you first-time callers, we don't mind you calling in. Don't be shy. We'd love to hear from you. I know a lot of everybody else likes to listen to the show. I've heard them say, I've heard the show or listened to the show, but they're not calling. When I'm offering myself to say, I'm here, hello, they're not calling. Anyways, I do it on purpose just to tease them. Anyways, to go a little bit further into our future, so to speak, we're talking about future. I really strongly feel there's going to be some major changes for this following year, too, because not just because of actors and actresses, but also some, I would say, weather change. Even though that BC has had weather changes, we're going to have some interesting... I'm hoping that we don't get an earthquake this year where we are here in BC. But I got a funny feeling we're going to have a few tremors for this year because I felt that feeling that we're going to have an earth shake. But it's going to be affecting a lot of people. In India, I'm seeing some situations where there's going to be some problems in India. In Afghanistan, those areas, where actually even where there's wars are happening, there's going to be some major earthquakes. Next year is going to be some openings of eyes, and I wouldn't put it past that some of these soldiers will be protesting and coming home, or the mothers of the soldiers will be protesting, wanting their sons and daughters to come home from this war. A lot of change is going to take place. There will be a plan made that they're going to try and convince the soldiers to stay, and they'll try and pay them double the amount of money to continue on fighting. So basically, it's not really about the war any longer. It'll become considered as called a contract soldier, and it's not done the same original traditional way. I see that in the future coming up. Also, there's also going to be, well, I want to say, more executions. That will take place all part of Osama bin Laden's group, that they will get caught. It's interesting how no one's ever found Osama bin Laden. You know, I don't like to get into politics too much, but of all the people in the world, they can find, but they can't find Osama. Maybe because, guys, he's already dead. And they just keep on revamping old tapes and cassettes to make you feel he's still hanging around. Anyways, yes. I will be doing some paranormal investigating quite soon, and there are some places I'll be going to this coming next few weeks. I'm looking forward to go to some people's homes that they've just moved into, and they want me to do some paranormal investigating. I'm looking forward to going through them and see if anybody's loved ones that have passed over or someone who's actually been there before. Now, if you notice, like when Homie was mentioning before that, you know, a lot of doors, a lot of veils that actually are opening now, and there are more people that are getting into paranormal investigating more than ever, and it's coming on television more often. It's becoming a really, what you call, a normal thing. Everybody wants to get into learning how to use it, how to get involved in it. And it's going to be interesting how that one turns out, where even pretty soon, I would say give it 10, 20 years, and your next-door neighbor will get the chance to see their past loved ones being in the house, because the veils are beginning to open up even more all the time. And I wouldn't put it past it that people are becoming to us more often. They're going to say, I got this dead guy in my house, and I don't know what it's all about, or why is this shadow walking across the room? Or they'll say, hey, Bob, how are you doing? And this dead father or dead grandfather, and they can't figure out why he's there. This is what happens now. We're getting more people from spirit calling us, as well as people that are living calling us to wanting to help them go to their homes more often and to find out if those loved ones are, or those people are actually haunting homes. We're going to we end up going to a lot of properties lately. I have been going to a lot of properties lately that actually have no connection whatsoever to past loved ones or past people that have died on the land where the houses are built on. There's nothing indicating of any passings. But people who buy antiques, older furniture, that type of thing, and if they're possessed with the energies of those people passed over, that's what you're going to find in the home. So don't be surprised. It's not always, the property is not always haunted by, because you think it's always sacred burial ground. We've learned a few things about that. That's not always what we think it is. So you have to look at the obvious different areas, not always just sacred grounds or someone died in the house, because it could possibly be because there's antiques. So sometimes it doesn't hurt. If you bought yourself an antique, and the antiques are not new, but you bought yourself an antique, and things are starting to happen in your house more often, you begin to wonder why, then I would check it out. It could be because it's coming from that antique. And if you don't know anything about spirits much, then I would say call your local friendly neighborhood psychic medium, or anybody who knows the energy connected to the areas. Do check it out. If you can't find me, there are many people on the lines that are quite talented and good. Contact them. If you're in Florida, you can contact Homie. I'm sure he won't mind. And he'll come and haunt your house and check it out, see what he can do. But there are things out there that people can learn regarding paranormal investigating. Now, we do have a TV series that's been on for a couple of years now, or a little over a year, and that's Celebrity Paranormal Investigating. You know, here's my opinion about the show. There's nothing there that these guys have really proven. Even though they got some other people getting them to go in there to paranormal investigate, there's nobody professional in that building. They're just leading them into something that can get themselves in trouble. You know, these guys don't realize how dangerous it can be to get themselves in trouble. And when you go home, when you leave the place, when you leave those places that are haunted, you're going to start noticing going home. Maybe you may not have a very comfortable sleep after you just got home. Why? Maybe you brought the guy back with you, the one that was actually haunting the original location itself. They don't realize what could be done. See, what you got to do really, you have to really start to listen or make sure you tell the spirits that they're not to come with you before you leave. A lot of people don't know that. They can leave the grounds. If you go to a gravesite, you know, here's something for you. Look, a lot of people go to graveyards, even at nighttime, and they bring a tape recorder and they want to talk to those of loved ones that have passed over, just people that passed over. And get permission, guys. Don't just walk in there and just do anything you feel like it, unless the gates are open during the day. But if they've got hours set up, I would not walk on the property without getting permission, because some of these grave sites are very protected. And I just got back. A friend of mine just gave me, a little over a year ago, we paranormal investigated this theater that we already know was haunted. I was just given this DVD that my camera guy, Steve Kosis, who also works as a camera guy for some of the TV series that are happening here in Canada and United States. Great fellow friend. He just finished doing the recording of the thing on DVD. I'm going to actually look at this theater on film and see if we found any EVPs or found any orbs or anything that's appeared. Now, I've got the still photos. I know there is. We've actually found a face that's actually appeared in the furnace room where we felt that's where this murder so supposedly took place, or this violence that took place. And we saw Steve was standing there looking at me, looking at the picture, and there was a face in this particular picture that showed up. But the face looked kind of evil in a way. Not evil as in evil, bad, like evil as in devil is evil, but an evil in the way that this man, it was a man, who actually I felt was somebody not nice, because he had that smirk about him that you would not care for. So we're going to take a look at that and see what happens there. I watched the other DVD that was sent to me by Chris Booth, who was a producer and director of the movie Spooked. It was actually the Ghost of Waverly Hills Sanatorium. We Canadians call them sanitariums, and Americans call them sanatoriums. Anyways, I watched the program, Spooked. And I'll tell you guys, your hair would be in the back of your neck standing up, way up. When they talked about this place being haunted by 68,000 people that died, I'm just in shock. Because it was used as on site 1928 when it was built. They used it as a sanatorium, and then years later They used it as an old folks home, but before that, it was all, back in the 50s, there was TV. So it was pretty big back then, and it was pretty gross. I was watching some of the film pictures, even the photographs of what had happened on the death tunnel they talk about. If you want to get these movies, I guarantee you guys you're going to have, it's something you can actually keep in your library. It is worth the watch and to keep for yourself. It's called Spooked, S-P-O-O-K-E-D, The Ghosts of Waverly Hills Sanatorium, and Children of the Grave. And I'm looking forward to getting other people coming online on our show that are paranormal investigators. Next week I'm hoping to get a person coming on to share some of their stories of their paranormal investigating. And when I do bring them on, I'm going to put them on the list on my website, and I'll let you know who these people are. I'm going to be a bit of a surprise. So anyways, folks, it's getting close to that time. I'd like to thank you all for listening in. I'd like to thank the listeners or the callers that called in, and I'd like to thank Homie for stepping in to share his information about Nostradamus and our journey up in from Florida. Also, everybody, thank you for listening in and chatting back and forth in chat rooms. And looking forward to let's talk to you guys next week. This December the 2nd, I'll tell you all about it. Actually, after December the 2nd, but I've got a big surprise to tell you, so we'll let you know in the future when I come back on next Tuesday night. So, anyway, folks, in the meantime, in between time, take care of each other. That's it. I'm Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. Have a safe week, folks. Take care. God bless you all. Bye.